Every year at the Passover festival, Jesus' parents used to go to Jerusalem. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the city, as was usual, for the festival there. When it was over, they started back. They were going home, but the boy Jesus had stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents' knowledge. Mary and Joseph went a full day's journey, assuming that somewhere in their company was Jesus, and they began to look for him among their relations and their acquaintances. They failed to find him, so they turned back to the city, looking for him as they went. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All those who heard him were astonished at the power of the comprehension and the answers that this boy gave. When Joseph and Mary saw him, they could hardly believe their eyes. And his mother said to him, "Why have you treated us like this, son? Your father and I have been very worried about you, looking for you everywhere." And Jesus replied, "But why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I would be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand his reply. Then he went home with his parents to Nazareth. He was obedient then to them. His mother treasured all these things that he had said in her heart. And as Jesus continued to grow in body and mind, he grew also in the love of God and of those who knew him. This is God's word. Thanks be to God.
Dr. Einstein was travelling on a train from Princeton, and the conductor came through to collect or to punch the tickets. And when he came to Einstein, Einstein looked in his waistcoat pocket and couldn't find it. He checked his trouser pocket, and he looked on the seat next to him, but he couldn't find the ticket. And the conductor said, "It's all right, Dr. Einstein. I know who you are. We all know who you are. And we're sure you bought a ticket. It's all right." So he nodded a sort of a nod of thanks. And the conductor went on down the carriage. And he was about to go into the next carriage. He turned around and he saw Einstein down on his knees, looking under the seat for his ticket. He said, "Dr. Einstein, it's all right. I know who you are. We all know who you are. We're sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it. It's all right." To which Einstein said, "I know who I am. You know who I am. The trouble is, I don't know where I'm going." This story, this lovely story, a very human story, about a little family, the boy is lost to them, they're worried, they go back, he gets a bit of a telling off, he goes home and everything's tickety-boo, as they say. But there's more to it than that, isn't there? It's not just a lovely story that we sort of say, "Yeah, that's great," and go home. It really is an insight into a journey. We heard Arthur's journey to some extent. There's much more to it than that. And there's much more to Jesus' story. Luke is the only one who records this little incident. So we need to take notice of it. Here is someone who is at school, if you like. And I started to think about school. I remember in grade 7 being called out the front to have my hand hit with a ruler because I had been talking. You find that hard to understand. that I should be in a grade 7 class and be caught talking. And I recall, of course, the parades we had in the school quadrangle with Miss Denton. Now, Miss Denton, I think like Arthur, she might have been quite young, but we thought she was very old. She had dyed her hair puce or some such colour. But she had a gramophone. You probably don't know what a gramophone is. A wind-up job. She had that out in the quadrangle with marching music. And we had to march to this, to Miss Denton's instructions. On Mondays, of course, what did you do? Whatever. Little rituals that were part of being at school. We really weren't encouraged to ask questions. The teachers in those days had the knowledge, and we were there like, I suppose, sponges to absorb. Thank goodness that has changed. And here there's a little insight into Jesus sitting and asking questions, and they were amazed, which was part of his life story. They went on being amazed at him. And when he was at last found by his parents and they said, "Where were you?" He said, "I was where I should be, doing some business, where I belong." Keep that thought in mind and go on, as Arthur said, another 40 years. Well, not quite 40. But when he went back to the temple and cleansed it of what had happened, where it had gone wrong. So the temple is a place where he learned to ask questions and to discover his own way ahead, his own, if you like, way of being obedient to the God he worshipped in the temple. You may recall things in your life where faith has been questioned or strengthened, or Arthur mentioned about the Jonah story. I remember, as you know, I was the chaplain at Westminster School for 19 years, and I took what we called scripture classes first of all, then it became religious education classes, and I remember students questioning. I mean, that was great. It's when people ask the questions that they get to the right sort of understanding for themselves. It's not a matter of here it is, believe it, which is no way of education at all. And I remember one student who really was very good in class. He asked questions. He was very adept at understanding what was going on. I met him years later, and he had become a member of the Hare Krishna faith. And he went to India. He was an architect. He went to India and he actually designed and built temples for Hare Krishna. And I thought, that is wonderful that he has found a way for his faith. I wasn't there to convert everybody to my way of thinking, but to share the faith. I've just finished reading the book Faith by Tim Costello. Now, Tim Costello, as you may well know, is a Baptist minister. He started out like Arthur and anybody else, as a small boy, learning to love the game of football. He's very keen on football, a Melbourne club, I won't mention it. He became a lawyer, and then he felt a call to the ministry and he became a Baptist minister, and worked in a very run-down sort of area of Melbourne, and you know, a lot of social justice issues he dealt with. And then became the CEO of World Vision, where he visited third world countries, and this influenced his faith all the way along. And that's what his book is about, how his faith had developed. And I'm thinking, when I read this story, that Jesus is in the temple asking questions. He hasn't got the game all sewn up. He wonders where this will take him. And from then, he did a lot of improvising. He didn't have a little book that said, this is what you do. In fact, he challenged that way of approach that said, this is the right thing to do, do this and you'll be all right. He improvised. He looked around, he saw the birds, and he used that as an illustration about how they are free to fly. And maybe if, in today's language, Jesus pushed the envelope, he didn't stay in a rut, but moved forward. How can he do what he understood to be the way of the kingdom? Now, not the kingdom of the world, but the kingdom of love and of social and economic and fairness and justice and all of those things that we in this church believe at the heart of the gospel. So this story is a bit like he was in the temple. He hadn't lost his ticket. He knew where he was going. He was going ahead with God and allowed his life to be shaped by what he understood that to mean. And I believe that is the message for us today.